Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Friday Night Football Preview. This is Ed Gans, and I'm coming to you from Southern California. This past week, the IWFL season blossomed nicely from its winter slumber and is underway with a vivacious season ahead. Just a little history for you about the IWFL. This league began about 9 years ago and was founded in 2000 by a group of women dedicated to making the sport of women's football a household name. The IWFL currently has 1,600 women, that's 1,600 women playing, for about 41 teams across North America. That's from Southern California to Montreal and then from Washington to Florida. The IWFL includes two conferences, an Eastern and a Western Conference. Each one of these conferences has three divisions. The Western Conference includes both the two Pacific and then the Midwest divisions. The Eastern Conference holds the three Atlantic divisions. With 1 week of play, there have been some leaders emerging. They've placed themselves in command. The question is, how firmly will they be able to hang on to these leads? Let's recap some winners and begin with the Western Conference. The Midwest Division of the Western Conference features two victorious teams. The Chicago Force and long-running team in the IWFL showed that they were ready for another competitive season, defeating the Iowa Crush. In their second game, the Crush will face another strong opponent, the Kansas City Tribe. IWFL members in their least they will be facing another strong opponent, the Kansas City Tribe. The IWFL members in this... Okay, so in their second game, the Crush will face another strong opponent, the Kansas City Tribe. This team has been in the IWFL for about 5 seasons. The Tribe runs strongest on defense. They placed 8 players on the All-Star team last season, most of them defense or else going both ways. And their defensive coach, Jermaine Goodwin, also made the squad. Of those 8 All-Stars, 6 still hold spots on the 29 Lady Tribe roster. Look for a great matchup between the Tribe and the Crush on May 2nd and then again on May 30th. The Tribe and the Force will collide on these dates and we'll see how it ends up. The numbers of the Force more than doubles that of the Tribe. The Force, in their opening game, pretty much clobbered the Crush. The Force is a Tier 1 team, and they have 68 players on their roster. The Crush is a Tier 2 team, and they only have 27 people on their roster. The Force has a pretty veteran offensive front line, and quarterback Sammy Grishoff completed 12 of 21 passes. They scored about 147, or they completed about 147 yards, 2 touchdowns. The Force racked up 464 total offensive yards. In the Eastern Conference, we're going to jump down there. There's the New York Sharks, and this is their 11th season, and their 11th season opening win. Their team played the New York Nemesis and beat them 21-7. So it's looking like that matchup is going to be pretty strong. Another team, the Boston Militia, is also in that Eastern Conference in the North Atlantic Division, and they will be playing this weekend against the Manchester Freedom. The Manchester Freedom racked up one of their wins this weekend against the Connecticut Crushers. While the Freedom is a Tier 2 team, the Crushers are a Tier 1 team. The Freedom were able to get 239 yards in 144 plays. This week they faced the Boston Militia, who has a roster of 43 people. The Freedom only have 26 players. We'll see how the New Hampshire girls prove against this underdog. They're going to have their hands full playing in Boston, but I think that the militia, the Freedom are going to be a pretty strong team. Typically, what you see when you have a matchup between one team that has a huge roster, well, not huge, but a good-sized roster of 43 going up against a roster of 26, you see more players going both ways, so the fatigue will set in. I looked up some games from the 2008 season, and it looks like the Freedom team were able to hang with some of the larger Tier 1 teams, but as the season progressed, probably a little bit more inconsistency, and that can happen with a team with a small roster. You know, one injury can drop a team a notch or two. There are several members of the Boston Militia. They have from the 2008 All-Star team, they have 5 different girls that are returning. So there's a quarterback, a running back, and then a couple of defensive players, along with a kicker from the All-Star team. So they're getting those 5 players back. So that game against the between the Freedom and the Militia, that's going to be a pretty good game. One of the leagues, the premier team of the league, at least in my opinion, the defending champions, the Dallas Diamonds, proved again that they're worthy of their intimidating reputation. They handily defeated the Houston Energy. Perhaps one of the big sections to watch, the Mid-Atlantic and the Pacific Southwest divisions. There's a couple of big games there. First, there's going to be a duel between the Detroit Demolition and the Pittsburgh Passion. These two teams will face off in Pittsburgh. Of course, we know that Pittsburgh is a city known for football tradition. The Pittsburgh Passion are also, somehow there's a movie going on that's up for an Emmy Award, and it's soon going to be out on DVD. There's quite a few movies in production of women's football, but this one is completed, and it's won, or at least been entered in some festivals. So the Pittsburgh Passion has quite a following. They also have one of the highest attendance records in women's football, period. Known for a huge fan base. They had former NFL players supporting them and just have a huge following. The Passion have a roster of 78 players. The Demolition have a solid roster of 49 players, but not really going to match up against that 78. The Passion are coming off a North Atlantic Division Championship and a 9-1 record, and they'll be their conference championship game they lost to the Chicago Force, so that's their one loss. The Demolition were 7-2 in 2008. They were in the Midwest Division also. But this is a game that's featured on the IWFL website. If you want to check that out, it's www.iwflsports.com. And you can vote there and put your vote in for which one of those teams, the Pittsburgh Passion or the Detroit Demolition. See which one you think is going to win and just put your vote in there. Finally, in the Pacific Southwest matchup between the California Quake and the Sacramento Sirens, this game is definitely going to be a good game. The Sirens average about 219 yards a game and had 19 touchdowns in the 2008 season. The Quake averaged a few more yards, 329 yards, so almost 100 yards further, and they had 40 touchdowns for the 08 season. So almost 100 extra yards, and then they doubled their touchdowns. However, during that same season, the Quake and the Sirens, I didn't find a head-to-head match, but I did find one team that they both played, and that's the Las Vegas Showgirls. When Quake played the Showgirls, they beat them by 3 points. When the Sirens played the Las Vegas Showgirls, they beat them by a full TD plus one, so that's 7 points that they won by. The Quake are going to be hungry coming off of their opening loss against the Los Angeles Amazons. So that game is definitely going to be one that's worth watching. When we look at the pure statistics alone, I'll give you the the different division leaders right now in the Pacific Northwest, there really hasn't emerged a true winner. Right now in the Pacific Southwest, it looks like the LA Amazons are the ones to beat. They beat the Quake pretty handedly. In the Midwest Division, the Kansas City Tribe is out in front by a little bit, but again, you've got to keep an eye on that Chicago Force. The Chicago Force made it into the, if it wasn't the championship, of, I think they lost to Dallas in the runner-up game. So that Chicago Force is a tough team, so we'll be keeping an eye out for them. I imagine they're soon going to be atop that Midwest division. In the Eastern Conference, the Sharks, again, we mentioned that they won against the Nemesis. And another team that we're watching in that particular division would be the Boston Militia. The Mid-Atlantic division within the Eastern Conference, the DC Divas are heading that particular bracket. The DC Divas made some history also on opening weekend. I'm not sure of her age, but she is a grandmother. Tessa Nelson managed to score an 80-yard touchdown. So I'm not sure how many grandmas have scored a touchdown in a football game, but Tessa Nelson was able to do that for the DC Divas, and they're the division leaders so far. Of course, all these teams have only racked up one win, so how much of an advantage they have, we're not sure. And then in the Southern Atlantic Division, we're looking at the Dallas Diamonds. The Diamonds are probably the ones to look for in the championship, without a doubt. They're a strong team. They do have a new coach this year. I'm not sure how many teams across women's football would be able to say that they had four different coaches vying for the position and they finally limited it to one, but that's how football looks for the Diamonds there in Dallas. The league summary for stats so far, we've got a few teams that have racked up quite a few yards already this season. The Diamonds had that statistic. They have a total of 346 yards, so that's per game. They've already scored a total of, can it be 53 touchdowns? That can't be right. Another team that's got over 300 yards is the Las Vegas Showgirls. And the Quake have 328 yards. And, these are stats for the 2008 season. What am I saying? I'm going to have to go to another sheet. Sorry about that. Those are for the head-to-head matchups. So that's 346 yards that the the Dallas Diamonds averaged last season. Let me see if I can get to the stats for the 09 season. And I'll be able to tell you a little bit more. We didn't get a call in from the Amazons. Yeah, the Diamonds were able to put up 410 yards, but they're actually second in the league. They're actually third. The team that's leading in yardage so far is the Kansas City Tribe, and followed closely with 464 yards is the Force. And then right after that are the Sirens, and then the Diamonds. So we've got four teams that have already racked up a total of 400 yards. And that's just in one game. Leading in touchdowns is the Diamonds. They've already completed 10 touchdowns. The Force were able to get 8. And, I'm sorry, that's wrong again. The Sirens were able to get 12 touchdowns. So we have some definite offensive-minded teams going already this season. That would be a quick look at the IWFL Week 2 schedule. Let me run through the games here. There's a total of 20 games, and the Maine Rebels will be hosting the Montreal Blitz. The New Mexico Menace will be hosting the Southern California Breakers. The Detroit Demolition, as I said, will be in Pittsburgh this weekend. The Dallas Diamonds go to Louisiana to play the Louisiana Fuel. Manchester Freedom will be in Boston playing the Militia. The Erie Illusion will be in Carolina playing the Phoenix. Central PA Vipers will be hosting the New England Intensity. The Nemesis of New York will be hosting the Jersey Justice. The Seattle Majestics, another strong team, will be at Portland playing the Shockwaves. The California Quake will travel up to Sacramento. They'll be playing the Sirens. The Orlando Mayhem will be in Palm Beach playing the Palm Beach Punishers. Baltimore Nighthawks will be in Philadelphia playing the Firebirds. Carolina Queens will be hosting Cape Fear Thunder, and the Tribe, Kansas City Tribe, will travel to Iowa to play the Crush. The Wisconsin Warriors will be playing at the Chicago Field to play the Force, and Houston Energy will be hosting the Atlanta Explosion, and finally the Tennessee Valley Tigers are hosting the Chattanooga Locomotion. So there are a number of games for us to keep an eye on this week as we watch and wait as the IWFL heads into week two. So this has been Deb Gins. Appreciate your logging on and listening, and have a great weekend, and make sure it's filled with a lot of football.